Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Before we lay aside the text in 1 John 2, verses 20 through 23, the talk about true and false Christians and how you can tell the true from the false, I think it would be very helpful if we would make one final personal application of all of this to our own condition. The text says, "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar? But he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also." So we've worked our way through this short passage of four verses to find three tests to identify true Christians and two tests to identify counterfeit Christians. And putting all of that together, what does that say to my own assurance or lack of assurance of salvation? How can I know if I am a true believer as opposed to a counterfeit Christian? For John is surely talking about those who were counterfeit Christians. Some still were. At the time he's writing, there were counterfeit Christians present among the congregations that he's writing to. And he's trying to expose them and jolt them so that they will understand their true condition and not go on in their self-deceit. And then there were others that had already departed from the Christian faith, which he had dealt with prior in verses 18 and 19 prior to this particular text. But how does this apply to my strengthening of biblical assurance of salvation, or the removal of any false assurance of salvation? And we'll talk about that after I welcome you to this Monday, April 30 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and thank those of you who are mindful of our financial needs and are willing to help us with the expense of this broadcast. Well, to answer the question, how do I know if I am a true believer in Jesus Christ, we start at the beginning of this passage in verse 20, which, remember, says, "But you," in contrast with the defectors, in contrast with the Antichrist, "but you have an anointing from the Holy One." So how do I know if I'm a true believer? Answer, if I have the Holy Spirit. That's what this anointing of the Holy One is all about. If I have been anointed with the Holy One, in other words, if I have the Holy Spirit of God dwelling within me, if I have evidence of the Holy Spirit of God having operated within my soul to bring about the new birth, that's how I know that I have truly been saved. But then that leads to the next question, equally important: how do I know that I have the Holy Spirit? And there are many answers to that question that are confusing and misleading and are, frankly, unbiblical, certainly not found in this passage. Here is John talking about the anointing from the Holy One, and what does he say is the evidence of that? "And you know all things," or as we saw earlier, "and all of you know spiritual truth." And he goes on to elaborate upon that for a moment. So it's as simple as this. How do I know if I'm a true believer? If I have the Holy Spirit. How do I know if I have the Holy Spirit? if I have an understanding of spiritual truth, if I recognize, love, and embrace truth and reject error, then I can know that I have the Holy Spirit of God, because that's what the Holy Spirit of God does. He gives the ability to understand spiritual truth. He gives the ability to reject error, to reject claims, assertions about the Bible that are contrary to what it actually says. So maybe we can answer the question this way. How do I know that I'm a true believer? If I have the Holy Spirit. How do I know that I have the Holy Spirit? Well, let's ask you some questions. Do you love the Bible? Do you have an interest in the Word of God? Do you understand the Bible when you study it, when you are taught it? Now, I'm not suggesting that you're going to understand everything in the Bible, but does reading the Bible make sense to you? Does it inform you? Does it speak to you? That's how God speaks to us today, through the Bible, through His Word. Not in visions, not in an audible voice, but in the Word of God. The Word of God is the truth that He speaks to His children today. So, do you love the Bible? Yes or no? Do you understand the Bible when you are studying it, when you are taught it by teachers who are qualified to do so? Do you hunger for more of the Word? And do you reject counterfeit claims to truth? Do you reject religious attacks upon the Bible? If so, that's good evidence that you are a true child of God. And give God praise, because He has sent His Spirit to work that change in your heart and life. Those things don't come naturally. Unconverted people, natural men and women, those who are natural in the sense that they have only the first birth and not the second birth, they don't have a love for the Bible. They don't have a capacity to understand the true meaning of the Bible. Not that they can't pick up any ideas, any concepts, any information from the Bible. They can understand the Bible at some level. They can read the historical accounts, and they can understand the history in the Bible, just like they can understand the history in a history book. But when it comes to understanding the spiritual meaning, the revelation of God, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the clarity of the gospel, and that gospel message is a powerful one, a compelling one. It grips them. It latches on to them. That's what it means. That's what the presence of the Holy Spirit does within you. And so if you understand the Bible in this way and you hunger for more of the Word and you recognize faulty statements about Christ, about God, about the Bible when they are presented to you, then you know that the Holy Spirit is within you teaching these things. That's what He does. Remember what Jesus called Him in the Upper Room Discourse in John's Gospel? He called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth. And when Jesus prayed His high priestly prayer in John chapter 17, He prayed to the Father, and He said of His disciples, "Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth." So the Holy Spirit is a Spirit of Truth. Why? Because He has produced the book we call the Bible through the process of inspiration. He inspired chosen men of God who received the revelation of God and communicated it in writing, and the Holy Spirit superintended that process to make sure that what they wrote was, in fact, the Word of God. He is the Spirit of Truth, and He is the Spirit of Truth in that He takes this product, which He Himself is responsible for, and He applies that truth to the hearts of God's people, the hearts of those in whom He is working to enable them to understand the truth. And so, in a sense, what John is saying is the same thing that Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 when he said, "The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, neither they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. That is, discerned by the Holy Spirit of God. So, unconverted people do not have a love for the Bible. There are a lot of Christians, people who call themselves Christians and think themselves to be Christians, whose Bibles sit upon a shelf in their home week after week and month after month and are never opened. And these same Christians, so-called Christians, do not have a desire to gather with the people of God in church where the central focus is the teaching of God's Word. Now, Satan is very clever, our adversary, and so he will have churches, organizations that are called a Christian church, that will cater to the carnal desires of unconverted people and give them some kind of religious experience to convince them that they are Christians, and they go to church, but you can see that they studiously avoid churches that make the Bible central to the ministry of that church, and instead gravitate to churches where there is something other than the Bible that is being emphasized, that is being focused upon more than anything else. And that's what I'm talking about. The question is, how do you know if you're a true believer? If you have the Holy Spirit. If you have an anointing from the Holy One. How do you know? If you have the Holy Spirit, if you love the Bible, if you understand the Bible, if you hunger for more of the Bible, and you recognize false religious claims when they are presented. You're not deceived by them. You're not fooled. You're not taken in. Sometimes you reject them without even knowing exactly why, but you know, because of the Spirit of God that dwells within you, there's something wrong with that. There's something fishy about that. There's something that is strange about that. I know that that's not right. The Holy Spirit of God gives that kind of discernment to His people. And so, if you have these characteristics, then you have pretty good evidence that you are a true child of God, because what I've described does not belong to the natural man. It only belongs to the spiritual man. That is the person who has been birthed into the family of God by the work of the Holy Spirit, and who has, as a result of that, the Holy Spirit of God indwelling him to give him a love for the Bible and an understanding of it and a keen interest in it. If you have that, you have Christ. If you have that, you've experienced a new birth. If you have that, you possess the Holy Spirit of God. And if you have that, you should give God praise. And if you have any doubt about that, then you need to recognize that you are in a dangerous condition. And you need to flee to Christ. You need to ask Him for a new heart. You need to ask Him for the necessary operation of His Spirit in your soul. And He delights when people recognize their need and apply to Him for it. People who come to Him with that kind of childlike, repentant faith are never turned away. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.